WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Trouble in Toyland. In a company memo, toymaker Hasbro says it's cutting about 1,100 jobs. That's about 20% of its workforce. The cuts are in addition to 800 layoffs announced earlier this year. Hasbro makes Monopoly, Play-Doh, and My Little Pony toys, among others. Despite signs that inflation is easing, many Americans say they're not feeling it.
The CBS News poll found more people today say their standard of living is worse, not better, than their parents was. But don't tell that to Dana, visiting from Seattle.
We can't figure out why people are complaining.
She and her husband came to New York for the holidays.
Is the price of bananas up? Maybe. So what? We're living pretty darn good.
As for President Biden's handling of the economy and inflation, Manhattan resident Nancy Olson thinks he's doing a good job.
I'm very pleased with him. Yeah, he's a little old, but, you know, he's experienced and people are living longer and living better.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The Supreme Court has declined to consider a challenge to a Washington state law that bans so-called conversion therapy. That's a form of counseling for minors aimed at changing their sexual orientation or gender identity. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The case does present First Amendment concerns that the Supreme Court chose not to address in refusing to hear the case. If you are a licensed therapist and a Christian, can the state prohibit you from talking through these identity issues with the purpose of conversion without violating your right to free speech and religion?
But the Supreme Court has agreed to take up another case. The justices will decide if Donald Trump is immune from federal prosecution for crimes that he may have committed while he was president. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The question is, are you as a president immune from criminal prosecution? In this case, for acts that the former president alleges are official acts, but the special counsel says, no, these were acts that you undertook as the candidate. This was campaign speech, essentially. This was not your official duties.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the U.S. to ask for more aid as his country defends against the Russian invaders. He'll be at the White House on Tuesday, says CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Zelensky meets with President Biden and members of Congress. It's all part of the administration's last-minute push to get lawmakers to continue assisting Ukraine's efforts before funding runs out.
Firefighters have been using a search dog, a robotic dog, and at least one drone to search a mound of rubble after a corner of an apartment building in the Bronx collapsed. No reports of injury so far. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Some days I cover up.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Trouble in Toyland. In a company memo, toymaker Hasbro says it's cutting about 1,100 jobs. That's about 20% of its workforce. The cuts are in addition to 800 layoffs announced earlier this year. Hasbro makes Monopoly, Play-Doh, and My Little Pony toys, among others. Despite signs that inflation is easing, many Americans say they're not feeling it.
The CBS News poll found more people today say their standard of living is worse, not better, than their parents was. But don't tell that to Dana, visiting from Seattle.
We can't figure out why people are complaining.
She and her husband came to New York for the holidays.
Is the price of bananas up? Maybe. So what? We're living pretty darn good.
As for President Biden's handling of the economy and inflation, Manhattan resident Nancy Olson thinks he's doing a good job.
I'm very pleased with him. Yeah, he's a little old, but, you know, he's experienced and people are living longer and living better.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The Supreme Court has declined to consider a challenge to a Washington state law that bans so-called conversion therapy. That's a form of counseling for minors aimed at changing their sexual orientation or gender identity. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The case does present First Amendment concerns that the Supreme Court chose not to address in refusing to hear the case. If you are a licensed therapist and a Christian, can the state prohibit you from talking through these identity issues with the purpose of conversion without violating your right to free speech and religion?
But the Supreme Court has agreed to take up another case. The justices will decide if Donald Trump is immune from federal prosecution for crimes that he may have committed while he was president. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The question is, are you as a president immune from criminal prosecution? In this case, for acts that the former president alleges are official acts, but the special counsel says, no, these were acts that you undertook as the candidate. This was campaign speech, essentially. This was not your official duties.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the U.S. to ask for more aid as his country defends against the Russian invaders. He'll be at the White House on Tuesday, says CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Zelensky meets with President Biden and members of Congress. It's all part of the administration's last-minute push to get lawmakers to continue assisting Ukraine's efforts before funding runs out.
Firefighters have been using a search dog, a robotic dog, and at least one drone to search a mound of rubble after a corner of an apartment building in the Bronx collapsed. No reports of injuries so far. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Some days I cover up.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Trouble in Toyland. In a company memo, toymaker Hasbro says it's cutting about 1,100 jobs. That's about 20% of its workforce. The cuts are in addition to 800 layoffs announced earlier this year. Hasbro makes Monopoly, Play-Doh, and My Little Pony toys, among others. Despite signs that inflation is easing, many Americans say they're not feeling it.
The CBS News poll found more people today say their standard of living is worse, not better, than their parents was. But don't tell that to Dana, visiting from Seattle.
We can't figure out why people are complaining.
She and her husband came to New York for the holidays.
Is the price of bananas up? Maybe. So what? We're living pretty darn good.
As for President Biden's handling of the economy and inflation, Manhattan resident Nancy Olson thinks he's doing a good job.
I'm very pleased with him. Yeah, he's a little old, but, you know, he's experienced and people are living longer and living better.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The Supreme Court has declined to consider a challenge to a Washington state law that bans so-called conversion therapy. That's a form of counseling for minors aimed at changing their sexual orientation or gender identity. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The case does present First Amendment concerns that the Supreme Court chose not to address in refusing to hear the case. If you are a licensed therapist and a Christian, can the state prohibit you from talking through these identity issues with the purpose of conversion without violating your right to free speech and religion.
But the Supreme Court has agreed to take up another case. The justices will decide if Donald Trump is immune from federal prosecution for crimes that he may have committed while he was president. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The question is, are you as a president immune from criminal prosecution? In this case, for acts that the former president alleges are official acts, but the special counsel says, no, these were acts that you undertook as the candidate. This was campaign speech, essentially. This was not your official duties.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the U.S. to ask for more aid as his country defends against the Russian invaders. He'll be at the White House on Tuesday, says CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Zelensky meets with President Biden and members of Congress. It's all part of the administration's last-minute push to get lawmakers to continue assisting Ukraine's efforts before funding runs out.
Firefighters have been using a search dog, a robotic dog, and at least one drone to search a mound of rubble after a corner of an apartment building in the Bronx collapsed. No reports of injuries so far. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Some days I cover up.
Students and frozen a total number of diversity positions for the next 3 years. Here's a quote from Regent Angela Adams. The legislature has made decisions over the years that have proved to have a negative, lingering effect on our public universities. But to finally and begrudgingly propose to start funding the universities in exchange for insulting people historically excluded and underrepresented in higher education is a non-starter for me. It's divisive. It's polarizing and will ultimately lead to even more negative effects on the university system for decades to come. Months in the making, the UW System President Jay Rothman and UW Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin brokered a deal with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The details announced Friday look to cap a contentious 6 months, Crudy, 6 months in negotiations over diversity, equity, and inclusion programming. I mean, is this a hill they're going to die on? Are you kidding me? No one is going to look at this agreement, love every piece of it. But I do think this approach to bridging a divide makes sense. The compromise allows us to hold on to our core values, and that includes our commitment to diversity.
What was she supposed to say? When the chancellor's got to go negotiate with the terrorist and she finds some common ground because she feels like she has to, what's she supposed to say?
Campuses view DEI programs and staff as critical in supporting a broad range of students, while conservatives cast the effort as wasteful and racially divisive. Voss made the first move in May when he called for the elimination of all campus DEI positions. Over the summer, Republicans cut $32 million from the UW system budget and pulled the UW-Madison engineering building from its funding list. Voss raised the stakes again this fall when he withheld UW employee pay raises already approved by the legislature.
Doing the will of the people of Wisconsin, sticking it to their neighbors against what was an already approved raise from the legislature.
Or
Robin
like
Voss personally said no.
Republican governance. The board's divided vote was rare. Most resolutions pass overwhelmingly. Voss said what he agreed to was, quote, our best and final offer. We negotiated in good faith and expected the same, he told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in a text message on Sunday. It's a shame. They denied employees their raises and the almost $1 billion investment that would have been made to the UW system to continue their ideological campaign to force students to believe only one viewpoint is acceptable on campus.
Do they allow the Young Americans Foundation on the UW campus? How about the Young Republicans? I've seen them both. They allow multiple viewpoints, Voss, and you mischaracterize what DEI is. And of course, to flip this script, which of course Voss does, he's so political about this. Well, it's too bad they don't want to deal with terrorists because you're the freaking terrorist here, Voss. I can't believe they didn't take this sweet deal from me. You know, the beatings will end when morale improves.
Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, and he will be a topic of conversation today as well. He could not be immediately reached Saturday, but was noncommittal about the deal Friday, saying only that his caucus would deliberate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who appointed the majority of the board members, urged the legislature to release the already approved UW pay raises and find common ground with UW as the negotiations continue. Quote, "It's clear the regents are deeply divided over this proposal, have immense concerns about this process and the difficult position they were put in, and are all committed to their charge, doing what's best for our past, present, and future students, faculty, and staff, and the institutions that have defined our state for generations. I believe that's what they did today in voting their values, and they understand and support their decision and vote."
Dominic, more from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel coverage of the hastily called Regents meeting this weekend, at which time the terroristic deal being offered by Robin Voss was rejected. And I commend them for rejecting it. But let me read. "In one of the most emotional board meetings in recent memory, board members candidly wrestled with the message they would send campuses if they accepted the deal. They also questioned the precedent it made may set when seeking funding from the legislature. Some regents were on the verge of tears. A few board members of color shared their own stories of discrimination. Ed Minideeds, who is an enrolled member of the South Dakota Standing Rock Sioux tribe, reluctantly shared his experience at a government-run school for Native children. He said he had no hope, and he didn't learn anything at the school where he was banned from speaking his language and practicing his culture." Quote from Minideeds. "I'm not going to take hope away from anybody. Doing this is going to take hope away from somebody." He pleaded to the board before the vote was taken. "Do you know what losing hope looks like? There are no smiles in that school. There was no laughter. There were just sad eyes, and that haunts me to this day." Regent Ashok Rai shared his own experience. He arrived at UW-Milwaukee in 1990 in the midst of the Gulf War. He said he was called names he never imagined being called before. Rai said he told DEI, holds DEI close to his heart, but he also trusted Rothman and Mnuchin, as a board. "We have trusted them to negotiate what's in the best interest of the system, of the campus, and the students, and of the mission, which they have over and over and over to us committed. They will not fail that. For that reason, I stand in support of the motion, although with heavy heart." Well, I can understand the notion that one would want to make the best deal possible for the students, for the faculty, for the university system. But I got to tell you, Dom, I think this is the best outcome despite this had to be defeated, man. You can't let this pass. You can't let this be the way Republicans govern. You can't let this be the way they threaten the UW system into compliance. And the students want this. The DEI, the students overwhelmingly want this. The campus wants this. Did you ever ask the kids on campus? Someone other than the kids? Young Adults Foundation?
The young adults who borrow money, sometimes lots of money to go to school as an adult, make those decisions? Don't they have some sort of input into what they're... This isn't high school, man. This isn't junior high. This is college. This is grad school. These are adults. They have input as well.
Well, Robin Voss was trying to pay off his own college, you know, be true to his school. Whitewater was supposed to get $78 million in capital improvements in that deal. Sort of a last-minute insertion, Don. You know, the Voss deal. Come back with us. Did I also mention Bob Spindell must go? It's a Monday. Grievances, though. I've got a few. 844-967-2789. You can as well.
That guy.
93.5 The Tap.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability.
I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back from the fourth minute break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines. Your thoughts always welcome here to Open Forum. Barely screen those calls. 844-967-2789.
Barely. Dom, there is an avocation going out today, and I'd like to make a similar avocation. We see the Wisconsin Secretary of State is making some national headlines. Sorry, at the Bra story, talking about Sarah Godlewski, our friend, and also at thehill.com, Dom, and her avocation is that Bob Spindell, Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, now confirmed, admitted through his settlement of the civil suit, the fake elector scheme, the Trump fake elector scheme. It's time this guy's got to go, man. And he's not going to do the right thing. He's not going to resign. I mean, he's shown if he was going to resign, he should have resigned prior when he was bragging about suppressing Black and Latino votes in Milwaukee. That is unbecoming of, let's just say, a Wisconsin elections commissioner. Now, we knew they were partisans, but this guy's crossed a line allegedly into criminality, Dom. And if this guy lived in a different state, I mean, the only thing protecting him right now is timing and geography. Because if he was in Nevada or Georgia or Michigan, he'd be under indictment right now.
Sarah Godlewski released a letter to Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu. I got the PDF here, so you can also find this on the Hill. The Raw story has it as well. Find it on the Fet Devil's Facebook page. Dear Devin, she addresses him properly. I will not. On December 14th, 2020, a falsified certificate of vote for the presidential election was submitted to Wisconsin's Secretary of State. This document was signed by 10 individuals, including Wisconsin Election Commissioner Bob Spindell Jr., claiming to be a duly elected and qualified Wisconsin elector for Donald Trump. As stated under federal law, the 2020 certificates of votes cast by members of the Electoral College are required to be sent to each state's Secretary of State. On December 6, 2023, my office was notified that the 10 Republicans, including Commissioner Spindell, acknowledged their actions in the 2020 election with the certificate of votes were fraudulent and that the Trump campaign intended to use it as part of an attempt to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. So let me just summarize here for you. Spindell, appointed to the Wisconsin Election Commission, there's three Democrats and three Republicans. He admitted that their actions were fraudulent and it was the Trump campaign's intent to use this to overturn the 2020 election results. The secretary goes on. I find it abhorrent that election commissioner Robert Spindell Jr. knowingly submitted a fraudulent election document to Wisconsin's Secretary of State as part of a larger coordinated effort to overturn the will of the people. Wisconsin deserves election commissioners that have the utmost respect for the law and a strong moral compass. Based on his acknowledgement of his role in the scheme to overturn the election, I am calling on you, again, Senator LeMahieu, I'm calling on you to immediately remove Robert Spindell from the election commission. As a Senate Majority Leader, you appointed Commissioner Spindell first in 2019 and then again in 2021. You have the ability to remove this commissioner. The unlawful behavior acknowledged by Commissioner Spindell clearly warrants nothing less. Wisconsin deserves a Wisconsin election commissioner who will uphold the law and not defraud the government. The information and acknowledgement I am sharing about Commissioner Spindell clearly warrants your action to remove him from this important role in our democracy. Sincerely, Sarah Godlewski, Wisconsin Secretary of State. And I would add, Curdy, If he should be removed, and LeMahieu should absolutely do this, because his report, you can put another Republican on there. That's fine. Doesn't change anything. But this guy is a fraud and tried to overturn the election above and beyond when he was bragging about trying to suppress the votes in Milwaukee.
Dominic, I take a similar advocacy, and I hastily wrote a little letter up and I put it on our Facebook page. So if you'd like to read my opinion, you can find it there. I won't quote Crudy, although I've been known to do that occasionally, time to time.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
But there is my little advocacy that Bob Spindell must go now. And here's what I would encourage you to do. And just so you know, Dom and I have already taken this step, sort of jointly, but I took credit for it. We called Senator LeMahieu. We called the office. We called Devin. And one of the nice staffers there, they took our message. And they said, are you in his district? I said, you know, I own a piece of a business there. And so anyways, that was close enough. You know, I'm apparently a small businessman. So then my value is greater than if I was just a simple outsider. But anyways, here's what I'm asking you to do. And I don't mean you, Dominic, because you've already done this with me. But I want you, the audience, to call Senator LeMahieu and tell him that Bob Spindell must go. And we've done this. We have registered our thoughts. We've asked them to deliver the message. So let me give you the phone number. 608-266-2056. And we have verified this is Senator LeMahieu's office. He is the Republican majority leader. And I'm going to give you the number a couple more times, perhaps throughout the show. 608-266-2056. I would like you to call LeMahieu and tell him Bob Spindell must be removed. Because if we're going to wait for Bob to do the right thing, that day ain't coming. He's not going to resign. Also, he's not going to throw himself on his sword. I don't care how many civil lawsuits he has settled. So LeMahieu needs to do the right thing here and remove this guy.
And I wouldn't worry if you're not a, you know, member of the district, because this is a state. This is an appointment, and this affects the entire state. You know what I'm saying? So don't let that stop you. Again, Devin LeMahieu, 608-266-2056, 608-266-2056. We got some callers here. Let's get to our callers. Kelly from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Kelly. What do you got for us?
Hey, Kelly. I understand you're a UW employee.
Yes, I am.
And Kelly, well, go ahead.
I just wanted to say how low the morale is on campus. You know, a lot of us do agree that we should not get rid of diversity and equity inclusion programs, but we also have families, and we, you know, experience this terrible cost of living increases. And in my career at the UW, which has been 23 years, I've had to endure a lack of increases for state employees. I've had to endure Act 10. I've had to endure many things in my career that, let's say, that my father, who worked for the state, did not have to endure. And now I am getting ready to retire, and all of the calculations at the end of my retirement depend on what my salary is at this time. So this is very demoralizing. I just have to say, I don't know the answer. I wish I did, but you have to know how we feel too as employees.
Kelly, would you have accepted the deal despite? I mean, if you were the regents.
I would have. I would have, and I would have done it, like you said, with a heavy heart. But I just feel like we're in a place right now where we have to come more to the center. And then maybe when we can turn the legislators around.
Sorry to cut you short, Kelly. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. A CBS News poll finds a majority of those asked say their parents had a higher standard of living.
I think even if you can afford things, when the economy is bad and you don't know what's ahead of you, you tend to retrench a bit and not do what you'd normally do.
The Supreme Court has refused to weigh in on a Washington state law barring conversion therapy. CBS News legal consultant Thane Rosenbaum.
This is one of those cases that the Supreme Court didn't want to touch, a law dealing directly with gender and sexual identity, given how polarizing it has become.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be at the White House Tuesday to meet with President Biden, says White House spokesman John Kirby.
It's a chance for the president to get an update from President Zelensky about how things are going on the battlefront, but also to make it very clear to President Zelensky and the Ukrainian people that we're going to continue to support them.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Senate's top Republican says he's standing by the state elections commissioner who acted as a false elector after the 2020 presidential election. Bob Spindell and nine other false electors settled a civil lawsuit last week saying they acted to overturn the results of that election. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said Monday that he will not remove Spindell from the elections commission despite calls from Democrats for his removal. A new poll suggests more people in Wisconsin are buying guns for self-protection. The Journal Sentinel and Marquette University polled 354 Wisconsin gun owners recently. It's the most extensive survey of Wisconsin's gun owners' opinions so far. Roughly half of Wisconsin's homes have guns in them. The survey finds 3-8% of Wisconsin gun owners say they've pulled a trigger in self-defense. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies overnight. West-northwest winds developing, lows in the lower 20s. On Tuesday, sunshine, some high clouds. That west wind will continue with highs in the upper 20s. Wednesday, more sunshine around. Should be a little milder as temperatures climb to the mid-30s. Right now, it's 28.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5, The Tap, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the right bower for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, it's the Bob Spindel Musco Monday edition, and we've got new news, breaking news. Nate found it first for me, and I'm going to share it with you. The Associated Press reporting, and we called the office of Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu within the hour. It hasn't been that long. And they said at that time, well, the boss didn't have any opinion. Well, apparently he does for the Associated Press, Dom. Wisconsin Republican leader stands by fake Trump elector. We'll keep him on the Elections Commission. Little WTF moment I'm having here, Dom. The majority leader of the Wisconsin Senate on Monday rejected Democrats' call to rescind his appointment to the State Elections Commission, who was one of the Republicans who served as fake electors for the former President Donald Trump in 2020. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said in a statement that his appointee, Bob Spindel, and other fake electors had invoked a failed legal strategy. And again, a quote from LeMahieu, Dom, not a sinister plot to overturn an election. Really? Really? What the hell was it then? Just failed legal strategy. Oh, poor Bob. You know, so gullible that he just got sucked in by failed legal strategy.
Legal strategy to do what? Overturn the election, man. What are you talking about? Dot, 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 man.
Dominic Spindel, according to the Associated Press, Scott Bauer, was one of 10 Republicans who signed certificates in the 2020 falsely stating that Trump had won Wisconsin. President Joe Biden won the battleground state. Yes, we know that part. Spindel and 9 other fake electors conceded in a legal settlement last week that Biden had won the state and agreed not to serve as electors in next year's election or in any which Trump is running. Well, apparently it's still okay to be on the Wisconsin Elections Commission in the very same year that Trump is running. They also agreed that their actions were part of an attempt to improperly overturn the 2020 presidential election results.
Improper. It was just improper. It wasn't illegal. You know, it was just improper.
That's a matter of jurisdiction. What do you mean? That is a matter of jurisdiction. Look to Michigan. Look to Nevada. Look to Georgia. The fake electors there are under indictment. And the news out of CNN, at least on Friday, with Kenneth Cheesebro, was cooperating with Wisconsin investigators. Well, I got to think that's about the fake elector scheme, Dom. So will LeMahieu still stand by his man once he's under criminal indictment? Or do we have to wait for the conviction before he changes his mind? Because I think it's coming. And I don't think we, the people of the state of Wisconsin, should have to wait. I mean, this guy was beyond partisan in the first place. And I know it's a partisan makeup on this board, but really the worst kind of partisan, the let's suppress the Democrats kind of partisan, that's the man you're standing with? This guy had disgraced his term in office before he signed off and admitted that he was a fake elector and that this was, you know, a scheme to overturn the free and fair election of Joe Biden. But no, he's swell for LeMahieu. Again, Devin's office, 608-266-2056. Now, I'm a little embarrassed on how polite we were. 608-266-2056. Use your better judgment. Be a better angel than I. Because I'm a little pissed right now. I can't believe standing by your man, getting out there right. This didn't require a public statement. You didn't give me a statement on the phone. Did you really have to go stand by your man on day one? Because no one else could possibly do this position except for fake Trump elector.
Right.
Voting suppressing Bob Spindel.
So what's the takeaway? LeMahieu is
spineless. What,
supportive of this effort, man. No, it's just a failed legal strategy. It's not fraud. Is fraud a failed legal strategy? I'm curious.
Well, it didn't work out so well for Trump
in the election, but isn't that what they literally admitted was going on? engagement in the fraud for the purposes of a sinister plot to overturn the election. Devin, 608-266-2056.
Here's his final statement, LeMay Hughes. The civil settlement explicitly states that the plaintiffs acknowledge that the defendants, including Commissioner Spindell, admit no guilt or culpability. That's what's going on, LeMahieu. Liberal groups sought millions of dollars in court and instead walked away with nothing. The Trump electorate, really? Because that lawsuit's not over yet. Not in regards to your buddy Jim Troupas or Kenneth Cheesebro, there are still defendants under that civil suit. The settlement was for the small potatoes, the gullible criminals, like your buddy Spindell. A little bit more here. Of course, that was a civil suit. We'll see if he's indicted criminally. That could just be coming around the corner. The Trump electorate, again, I quote LeMahieu, the Trump electorate's actions were an effort to support an ultimately failed legal strategy, not a sinister plot to overturn an election. I would say it's just the opposite. Up is down, black is white with these frickin' Republicans, man.
844-967-2789. Let's get going on the phones. Wisco Paul, you are up. Welcome, Paulie. What do you got?
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, thanks, Devils, for the show today, and thanks for taking my call. Least sure forget about Boss, who doesn't care about working people, and he certainly doesn't care about the UW. He only cares about his own agenda like the rest of these guys. When I get off the phone with you, I'll call him Ahu. Spindell needs to go. Absolutely needs to go. You can't have fair elections with a guy that tried to overturn them on that committee. It's just ridiculous. Hey, and let's not forget the senator of this state, not the good senator, Tammy, but Ron Johnson, who carried fake electors around, not only for this state, but the state of Michigan. He needs to be investigated, and he needs to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law also. And you guys do a great job. Thanks a lot. And I'm calling him here right now. Thanks. Bye.
All right. You do that. Thank you, Wisco.
If you need that number, not for us, this for Senator LeMahieu's office, call him while there's still staff there. 608-266-2056. Please tell them Bob Spindell must go. He's got to go. This guy has got to go.
844-967-2789. That is our number. Mark from the SAC, you're next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
When the right to vote in any election for the choice of electors for president and vice president of the United States, it goes on, that is denied to any elector of the state or is any way abridged, that's a violation. I mean, they violated the law. I mean, pure and simple, they violated the law, and that where LeMahieu went to school at some Christian college, you know, that you would have thought they would have put a little bit more emphasis on, you're supposed to be telling the truth all the time. I mean, it is just disgusting that this guy is doing this kind of thing. I mean, it is just if the guy had any honor at all, he would have resigned already on his own. But he has none. He's without any moral compass at all. I mean, they were, you know, they didn't care about the law. They didn't care about their oaths of office. They don't care about honesty. They don't care about integrity. It's just sad. I mean, it's just really sad that this is where we're going to. A piece of feces like LeMahieu is standing up for this. That it is just sad. I mean,
Mark, we get the point. I think a few others would like to make theirs. We've got notice. LeMahieu's office is still taking calls at this hour at 608-266-2056. Please let them know that Bob Spindell must go. He should not continue to be a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, despite the statement at this hour that LeMahieu stands by his allegedly criminal man. Jake from Milwaukee. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Well, in all due respect to LeMahieu, I mean, Bob Spindell is only going to get one felony or whatever for committing treason rather than
100 like, you know, like Trump. I mean, the bar is really high now. So, you know, it's okay to say one for treason to a guy who wants to, you know, suppress Democratic votes in Milwaukee. I mean, he's a good Republican guy.
Well, I don't know if you'd call that treasonous. Maybe.
Well, I would. I would start calling all of this stuff treason, just like Robin Voss. Basically, they legislated, it went through, and now they're trying to take a hostage. Well, they have taken hostage, and now they're trying to get
I would call it more like a domestic terrorist. Treason implies there's foreign intervention in some way, shape, or form. Jake, and I think, you know, Robin Voss is doing fine just on his own. I draw a slight distinction there.
967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you're up. Jeannie, what do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. I just called, and they did take my call. And I definitely said we need to clean. We have a clean slate in clean state. We're sick of this kind of stuff. And, you know, when we got fraud going on, you know, on that elections board, they need to remove the fraud. Otherwise, they're kind of, you know, taking part in.
But LeMahieu's point, Jeannie, do you think he makes a point when he says, he was just duped. He was too dumb to know any better, apparently, Jeannie.
It was just a failed legal strategy. That's the only thing. It was not a sinister plot to overturn election. Seems to literally go against what they admitted to.
Yeah, and this guy's on the elections board. Yeah, right. That's what we need is a fraudulent elector on the elections board. How stupid do they think that we are in the state of Wisconsin? Jeez. Hey, you guys, you're keeping us good in the state and well-informed, and I just love you, and we're so blessed to have you. So keep up the great work you're doing. I'm really proud of you, and like I say, you get an A+. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Jeannie.
Bye, Jeannie.
First A+ I ever got.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate it, as always.
844-967-2789. You can always be a part of this Monday edition. I'm calling this the Bob Spindel Musco Monday edition. Let's try Ron from Milwaukee. You can always join us, and we'll give you Devin LeMahieu's number again in a minute. But our phone number for your participation, 844-967-2789. Next up is Ron from Milwaukee. How you doing, Ron?
Hello, Ron.
Fine. Hi, fellas. Hey, it's just another case of a Republican who, by design and by consent of his party, is squatting in a position of public authority that he should have left already. The thing that Senator LeMahieu, did I get his name right?
Mayhem. I like that. Anyway. I like that. Yeah. John, you're being clever there.
Hey, I'm a clever dude sometimes. But anyway, the thing that the senator doesn't get, and I think this may have come up in other contexts, is that if you or I were to go out and rob a bank, but before we robbed a bank, we plotted together to rob the bank, and then we called off the robbery in, you know, as it was being played out because we realized it wasn't going to succeed or we were in trouble. You're not off the hook. An attempted robbery and conspiracy are both crimes. They're still crimes. So these guys are plotting, you know, and there's
a failed conspiracy, still a conspiracy. The point I think you're making, Ron, just because they're bad criminals doesn't mean they're not criminals, LeMahieu.
The gang that couldn't shoot straight.
What were they? The Apple Dumpling Gang?
LeMahieu. Well done, Ron. We appreciate that. Folks, Devin LeMahieu, 608-266-2056. Tell him. Spindel's got to go.
And also, if you've got comments on the Regents voting to turn down the terroristic deal being offered by Robin Voss with a little Robin Voss sweetener for his own alma mater. I mean, I feel bad for Whitewater. I feel bad for the UW faculty. They didn't get their raises because one man gets to decide that despite the legislature approving the raises, he's not giving them to any of the UW system. Bet he's spending his per diem money. Come back. More Devils. 844-96-PARTY.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is...
In the breast
breaking
milk
breast. Bucket. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open, going back to them right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I know... We've been talking about Bob Spindell quite a bit, this Wisconsin elections commissioner, this admitted fake Trump elector. But you know what? The other nine Wisconsin fake Trump electors, I think they should get a little bit of equal treatment. They're not Wisconsin elections commissioner, but they did commit a criminal conspiracy, to my opinion. So, you know, our other advocacy is hurry up with the indictments. But here are the names. Here are the prospective indictees, allegedly. Andrew Hitt, the former chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin from 2019 to 21. Hitt is a partner at the consulting and lobbying firm Michael Best Strategies. Hope he doesn't lose his law license. Well, there's Kelly Rowe. Rowe's an alderperson in De Pere and chairwoman of the 8th Congressional District Republican Party, and a controller for Bay Industries in Green Bay. There's Carol Bruner. Bruner is the vice chairwoman of La Crosse's 1st Congressional District Republican Party. There's Edwards, Scott Grabens. I always called him Scott. The former chairman of the Dane County Republican Party. Grabens and I appeared on a Capital City Sunday once together. Grabens is a technology professional, according to his LinkedIn profile. He would be in the jurisdiction of Ish Ozan. Ish, if you want to prosecute one, he's your guy. A little bit more, Bill Feehan, a business manager based in La Crosse. Feehan was a 2012 candidate for District 32 of the Wisconsin State Senate. Kelly Kiernan. Kiernan is a 1st Congressional District chairman for the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Daryl Carlson, currently executive director of the conservative organization No Better Friend Corp. Carlson ran an unsuccessful campaign in 2014 for Wisconsin State Assembly. Pam Travis. Travis is the treasurer of the Wisconsin Federation of Republican Women and the 7th Congressional District Vice Chairwoman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Mary Burstren, a National Committee Woman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. And Robert F. Spindell Jr. Spindell is a commissioner on the Wisconsin Elections Commission since 2019. After Biden won the election, Spindell appeared at a Stop the Steal rally at the Wisconsin State Capitol.
Of course he did. But also to note, if Ish Ozan, the DA from Dane County, were going to go after any of these folks, he could have, right? This all happened in Dane County. This happened in the Capitol.
I've told you a couple of times, and this was what Ish told me, just two guys chatting at the Democratic Party convention. Now, 2 years ago, I spoke with Josh Call, the attorney general, and Josh Call used the whole multi-jurisdictional, didn't really give me a straight answer, but basically said, you know, let people do their jobs. Ish suggested the Dane County District Attorney that under Wisconsin law, if you're being prosecuted for basically election campaign stuff, you've got to be prosecuted in your home county. So the only one that was here in Dane County that is a Dane County resident was Scott Grabens. Now, I have not verified the veracity of Ish's statement, but I always trusted the guy knew more about the law than me. He went to law school and I did not. I didn't even take the LSAT. 844-967-2789. A Bob Spindel Must Go Monday edition. Bill from Oconomowoc. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hi, Bill.
Good afternoon. Say, please don't bring up Robin Voss before I'm at dinner. That just can do. I'm looking forward to watching the game. You bring up Voss. You know what's interesting about Voss? I think I'm going to start calling him and urging my friends to call his office and say, resign now, avoid the embarrassment. Because he knows what's coming. And one guy that, another guy that needs that same phone call is Rojo. Why? Rojo knows what's about to happen. I don't like it that Call's not going after him, but in a way I do. Because he's making Rojo squirm. You can't tell me that guy doesn't take a lot of antacids with what's going on now. He has got to have the worst day of his life every day, not knowing when they're going to drop the hammer.
Worst day of his life until now.
Well, absolutely. But my point is, he is squirming. You know he is. I think some of these guys are starting to get uncomfortable because it's getting too close. You know, they're starting to fall. They're starting to drop. One by one, they're all dropping. And they know what's coming. They know what's going to happen. Half of the way of getting justice is letting them feel justice breathe down their back before they're actually charged, I think. So thanks for a great show. And by the way, you keep the integrity of our culture of politics at a high level. You guys demand it. You guys demand it. You're not into the misinformation like Foxy News and all that other stuff. You keep it at a high level. Integrity and honesty and accountability, the traits that your show has, will always outlast the other. Have a wonderful night. Go Packers.
Go Packers.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
That's the sort of integrity to the home team that I really appreciate around here. Thanks for listening, Bill. Kind words. Got a few on the text line. They're not all kind. Cheese bro dumping on everyone. Hope he's got a good security. Dana from La Crosse says, well, he's down in Puerto Rico mostly. And then he's sort of flying around apparently and making back channel plea deals all around the nation. Cause he was talking about multi-jurisdictional. Cheesebro was in all the states. Here's another one. This one, I believe Drake from Green Bay. Please name the fake electors, lest we forget. It would be a shame for the folks in the WGBW area. That's 97.9 FM. If they didn't know the name of the elector from Eloise, A-L-L-O-U-E-Z, they know it locally, Dom. Well, of course, they're talking about Kelly Rowe. She is the alderperson from De Pere, chairwoman of the 8th Congressional District Republican Party, and a controller for Bay Industries in Green Bay, according to this article here, Dom. That was for you, Drake. What else we got here? I just called his office, LeMahieu, because we're trying to bust his chops a little bit. He's got to get rid of Bob Spindel. He put out a statement saying he would not. And a young voice answered the phone. I told him to pass on the message to fire Spindel. Get rid of him. Jettison him. I don't believe for one second that message will go anywhere. Well, thanks for trying, Kurt. Someone asked, is Bob Spindel an attorney? If he is, his law license needs to be taken away. I'm not clear that he's an attorney. Here's one more, our buddy Mark. So Voss is ashamed of UW-Whitewater, just like the rest of the system. I wonder what rancid rents Priebus. Well, I'm not saying it the way you say it. Come back with us. We got a fine guest, former U.S. attorney, our good friend Jim Santel, taking it to the Supreme Court.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming every